Coptic Christians across the world are also responding to the news from Libya and the apparent beheading of 21 members of their faith, as seen in that horrific ISIS video. The images saddened Bishop Angelos, a leader of the Coptic Orthodox Church in Britain.
Well, I must say I've only seen the first part of the video, which had the parading of these young men as captives on a beach. I didn't and couldn't watch the beheading videos. I think that is far too barbaric, and I couldn't even watch it, let alone I don't understand how people could dehumanize others to the extent of actually partaking of it. And as we saw in the video, glorifying that kind of activity.
As a religious man, how do you get your head around the fact that the killings are ostensibly in the name of religion?
The only way I could actually understand that is by thinking that there is either a flawed teaching or a flawed understanding of the teaching. In every religion, there is a sanctity of life. And for many Muslims, I am sure, who are appalled by this, I think it would be their role to try to demonstrate to these people how there may be a misunderstanding and to rectify the teaching. And what we're seeing in Libya, and actually what we're seeing throughout Iraq and Syria and a lot of the IS activity, is that there is a very narrowing perspective of what is appropriate and acceptable. And if you don't fit within this very, very narrow perspective, sometimes your life is ruled to be unacceptable or untenable within a certain setting. The other problem we're seeing, of course, is, as I said, a dehumanization. When people are diminished to titles and to words like apostate and crusader and infidel, then, of course, it is much easier to carry out such brutal and barbaric sentences.
Let me ask, given all that is going on, how is the community coping with the situation and becoming ISIS's new target?
I think you need to realize that Christians have been in Egypt for 2,000 years. We've weathered many storms. We have overcome many obstacles. And there's no real intention for Christians to leave Egypt en masse.
And finally, sir, Egypt has responded to this event with airstrikes, and they're threatening to ramp up their military response even more. Is that the correct response to what ISIS has done? And if not, what is?
I've been asked this question so many times today, and all I can really say is I am thankful that I am a mere clergyman and a pastor and not a military strategist in any event. It is destructive and it is wasteful, primarily of human life, but also of many other things. So it needs to be left as a very, very last resort. And even then, it may not be as useful as people may think. I think what we're facing here is the need to fight an ideology and a teaching, a need to clarify to people that there is a shared humanity between us and that we need to find a way of living together.
Bishop Angelos of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the UK sharing his reaction to the targeting of Coptic Christians by ISIS in Libya.